Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Yes. Now, I think, John, you haven't been on the show long enough to have, you haven't been here for a session of the State House, have you? The legislature.
No, I haven't.
Oh, so this is my favorite game. It's a game called Who Filed It? As you heard, Reese,
right.
They're saying. And the game is I tell you a bill, and then you tell me whether it was filed by Democrats or Republicans.
Okay.
All right, so you ready?
Ready.
SB 56, weather modification activities. Weather modification activities are prohibited. The injection, release, or dispersion by any means of a chemical compound, substance, or an apparatus into the atmosphere at the borders of the state of Florida for the express purpose of affecting the temperature of the weather or the intensity of sunlight is prohibited. Now, you used to be able to do it as long as you got permission with a license. I guess this would just straight up prohibit it. Republican or Democrat, who wants to prevent us from meddling with the weather?
The Democrats.
Republican.
What?
Ileana Garcia. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see how fun this game is.
Yes.
Good. 0 for 1. Parental leave. 12 weeks of paid leave whenever you either have or adopt a child for the father and the mother. So you adopt or you give birth, you get 12 weeks of paid leave. Father and mother, or, I mean, I suppose in this day and age, father and father, mother, whatever, you know, but, you know, for the parents. Democrat or Republican, who filed this?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat. Lori Berman. Universal free, that's SB 76. SB 74, universal free school breakfast and lunch program so that all kids in all the schools, regardless of their economic status, because right now you have a lot of schools where it's 100% school lunch and breakfast. Because there's so many kids in the school that are already poor that you give it to everybody, but not all schools are like that. So what do you think? Is it, you know, everybody, everywhere, all the schools, free breakfast and lunch, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat it is.
Not
same
right.
Person, Lori Berman. You're 2 for 3 so far.
Okay.
And by the way, I know I find myself thinking about that as a kind of a welfare-y sort of thing, but if we're going to require school, why don't we feed them? I mean, it's not weird. You know, why should kids have to pay for the food that they eat when they're forced to be in a place that we tell them to have to be? That's kind of weird. Anyway, and then, you know, private schools, too, and what's the change in how much this will cost to say? I mean, there's questions, but anyway, that's the bill. SB 72, use of campaign funds for child care expenses. This would allow a candidate for office to be able to use campaign donations to take care of child care while they're doing campaign stuff, Republican or Democrat. Because right now you can't. But, you know, since a lot of people, like this would open up the opportunity for poorer or working folks or maybe moms to be able to hire health, you know, child care for the kid while they're running their campaign.
Republican.
Democrat, same. Lori Berman. I know, you didn't want to just go down the same road.
I know.
2 for 2. HB 15, storage of handguns in private conveyance and vessels. This is a long bill, but the short version is that you may not store a handgun in if you cannot store a gun unsecured in a car, meaning an unlocked car, is kind of like the main part of this. Okay, so that if you have a car and you have a gun, the gun has to be, the car has to be locked, and really the gun has to be kind of like stored safely in a box or whatever, as opposed to kind of right now where anybody can go grab a gun out of anybody's car, unfortunately. Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
It is a Democrat.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Democrat. This is Yvonne Hinson, and she's out there. HB 39, tax exemption for disabled ex-service members. So this would raise, for the disabled vet, the tax deduction on property tax from $5,000 right now to $10,000, doubling essentially the extra amount of property tax that you don't have to pay on. Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
It is a Democrat.
What?
Dan Daly, who is a former Marine. So, yeah.
Hey.
HB 37, educator certifications and training would require all teachers in the state. Although it's not every teacher, I think it's maybe secondary. Anyway, would require teachers to get certified in mass casualty events so they can respond to that. Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Democrat. Dan Daly, same one. It's a hard game, right?
It
is a hard
game. All right, you're so mean.
Now this one, actually, I got two more. Okay. One more is post-secondary out-of-state fee waivers, SB 90. Basically, what this does is you have out-of-state fees are currently waived for like illegal immigrants, is how I understand it. And so this would make it so that illegal immigrants kids would have to pay out-of-state fees for school to go to Florida. Who wants to make it harder for illegal immigrants to get their cheap tuition?
Republican.
It is a Republican. Randy Fine. What's interesting about that is Randy Fine has resigned. He's running for the District 6 slot opened up by Mike Waltz, being nominated to be a national security advisor.
Oh, that's right.
So this is another show bill. This is a, hey, elect me to Congress. Look at that cool bill I just filed. And I like Randy Fine. He's a very capable legislator, but this is silly. Okay, so last one, and this is a more of a, have you been paying attention this morning? Because it should be a slam dunk. If you've been paying attention, traffic on the fives first.
Ugh, why'd you do that to me? Okay, so we're still dealing with that accident that happened on Navarre Beach Parkway. The roadway is cleared, but we're still seeing some delays, about a 20, 25-minute delay through that area. Other than that, not seeing any accidents or slowdowns to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, by the way, I've got you at around 50% for the day.
Okay.
Well, half the bills are filed by Republicans and half by Democrats. That's not bragging rights.
Oh. Well, I'm trying. This is new to me.
Luck and knowledge are working out the same, but it's common. Every past producer has always struggled with and slightly hated this segment.
So okay.
It's what's one of my favorites. All right, HB 31. Have you been paying attention today?
Sure.
Hint, hint, hint. Okay. Carrying and possession of weapons and firearms. Eliminate red flag laws. Allow open carry. Restrict the locations that firearms are currently prohibited in, Republican or Democrat.
Oh, that's a Republican.
That
I
is.
Was paying attention.
There you go. That's Joel Rudman, who has resigned. So this is purely a show bill for him to try to get elected to Congress because, you know, he put a thing on social media yesterday with Chris Smith. And this is the, you know, what he saw, the gun state of Florida or the gunshine state, he called it. And, you know, I've always, well, okay, yeah, but you're not even in the legislature. Or, I mean, I think you are enough to file bills, but you're not going to be soon enough anyway. So it's a show bill.
So he can file the bill, but does the bill, once
I think,
he resigns?
I don't know. I meant to ask about that. I don't know the actual. But, you know, if you don't have a sponsor.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything. I don't think it carries any weight. I think the bill goes away when he goes away. And he may have already. Again, I don't. Some of the technicalities here I'm not quite sure about. Okay. So, but this is an interesting bill. And I want to talk about this just a little bit. Because the provisions of this bill I find fascinating. For example, the prohibited locations. There's all kinds of prohibited locations right now. You can't carry in a courtroom, although judges can. This would not change that. You can't carry in a polling place. Stupid prohibition. You ought to be able to carry in a polling place. This would eliminate that. Meeting of a government body of the county, school district, municipality, or school. I get it, but again, that's like core expression of politics. You know, why are you telling people that they can't show up in their government office and defend themselves? Because that's what I always think of.
Right.
Right? Can you defend yourself? You know, should you have to go through a metal detector to talk to your government? That doesn't seem right to me. School, college, or professional athletic event not related to firearms. This would allow that. So, you know, like the UWF football game. This would allow you. It wouldn't change the rules on elementary or secondary schools. So you wouldn't be able to carry it to grade school, but you could carry it to college. Career centers, that would also be allowed. That's currently prohibited. And any college or university facility, unless you're a student, is how it currently reads. And so it would allow you to carry on a college campus, which, again, I don't understand why that's not currently the law. Okay, but there is an other part here that caught me by surprise that I thought was fascinating. And just, I tell you this only for the sake of entertainment, because a lot of times you read law, you should read laws. The law's weird. There's weird stuff in the law. Do you know the place of public nuisance provision in the gun laws? Are you familiar with this? There's, okay, so one of the things that you're not allowed to concealed carry in is a place, place of nuisance is what they call it. That's the legal term. But what are places of nuisance? Well, And this law, this would preserve that, okay? And again, this is show legislation. Don't worry about it. But as a concept, it's worth knowing. Place of nuisance, you cannot carry a gun to a building, booth, tent. This is section 823.05. A building, booth, tent, or place that tends to annoy the community or injure the health of the community or becomes manifestly injurious to the morals or manners of the people as provided in the section. I mean, that could be a radio station for all I know. Anyway, injurious to the morals. So here's the specifics. You ready? These are the itemized places you cannot concealed carry in as places of nuisance. A house or place of prostitution, assignation, or lewdness. So brothels and strip clubs. Ugh. You can't concealed carry in a brothel. God. Freedom. What?
Your gun? Or?
More. A place. Is that a Glock 43 in your pocket? A place or building in which persons engage in games of chance in violation of law. So you can't take it into a, an illegal casino.
Oh.
Right? I mean.
Okay.
So your friend's poker game?
I think.
Is illegal. So. Weird. And a place where any law of the state is violated. Which is, you're not allowed to, like, take it where there's criminal activity being done. Can't have a gun around criminal activity. Also, criminal gangs and gang members, gang associates, like, there's special rules about can't have a concealed carry if you're in a gang.
Did they list out the gangs? Because I know there's, like, a truck gang and a car gang.
It's just all, it's funny to watch, like, just legislators come up with these rules. Can't take your gun to the brothel. Can't take your gun to the poker game. Can't take your gun to the gang meeting.
Come on.
Can't take your gang to where the criminal conspiracy is being planned. Gah. Land of the free. Whatever.
Whatever.
That's what it says on the marketing, but it's not accurate. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dinner fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh, you should always listen in the commercials. You never know what's going to happen. Christmas on the Coast by the Pensacola Children's Chorus at the Sanger Theater. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have a pair of tickets. You can go. 437-1620. Caller number one, 437-1620. Listen fast. Dial fast. Win the tickets.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out who would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the kid at heart would love their unique gifts, too. Can't decide? Grab a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
The Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join Elder Scott tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear about Sunny's barbecue events in the Pensacola community. Win some amazing prizes and hear how Sunny's barbecue is building a strong Pensacola, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Hey, tell Sunny Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, it was 6:45. Only one thing in the world could have dragged me away from the soft glow of electric sex gleaming in the window.
Isn't it about time for your favorite radio program? It is. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, just a quick note, just because we like to, celebrate people when they do important work. And we had a note from the county yesterday, Escambia County, that the emergency communications celebrated several employees hitting milestones in this year. For 10 years of service, Heather Bell and Jennifer Hurd. For 20 years of service, Christy Boscano, Sinead Dunn, and Robin Payne. And for 30 years of service, Melanie McLaughlin, David Milleron, and Sandra Zanny. Man, that's, wow, that's a long time, 30 years to be an emergency communicator or, dispatch, basically. So congratulations. Glad you guys are doing the work that you're doing. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. The accident that we had on Navarre Parkway going eastbound has been moved out of the way, but I'm still seeing some major delays from the Navarre Beach Bridge going back all the way past into Navarre. So just be aware of that. It's just still slow and go on that one. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a nearly 2,000-acre brush fire is burning in California near Pepperdine University in Malibu. The Franklin fire started late last night. Authorities confirm that structures have been damaged and destroyed, but there's no number on that so far. There's protests in New York City. They believe that Marine veteran Daniel Penny should have been held accountable in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Penny found not guilty yesterday. There was a big gathering last night at Washington Square Park, and protesters marched down Broadway.
It was kind of interesting. Eric Garner. Can you remember Eric Garner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His mother, Gwen Carr, spoke outside the courthouse yesterday saying, "No one deserves to be choked to death." Okay. But also, no one deserves to feel threatened inside a subway car either.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's a sign of the times, Andrew. AT&T is ending landline services in 2029.
5 years?
5 years from now. They say the copper wire service is expensive and outdated, and, of course, fewer and fewer people have landlines in their homes.
Yeah, no, true. My mom was like 800. She worked for AT&T for a long time. She worked for, Ma Bell before that, before the breakup and all that. So,
right.
And it's a little painful to think about the copper lines going away entirely in 5 years. But it's true. Everything has gone over the air.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually had a landline anywhere I lived.
We haven't had, we have only had cell phones since we moved to Phoenix in 2005. So almost 20 years of no landlines for us. I'll tell you the one time you really want a landline, though, in a hurricane. You want a landline when the power goes
out.
Right, yeah. Because the twisted pair copper always works. Now, it doesn't work if you have a cordless phone because you need power for that. But, you know, the old just on the wall or on the countertop or whatever. David, thanks so much for the update. 829 News Radio 92.3. Look at this. A member of the fundamentalist LDS. That's the crazy ones. That's the polygamists. I used to live in Arizona. We had open carry and polygamous Mormons. Most Mormons are not, okay? They gave that up in the 80s. You've got a guy who claims to be a religious leader. I'll just say it that way. Offshoot of the sect once led by Warren Jeffs. He's the kind of famous, infamous, you know, polygamist. This guy had more than 20 so-called spiritual wives, including 10 underage girls. Yeah, like as young as 9. It's bad. 50 years in prison, probably a life sentence. Good. That's all I can say about that. That's just and then you see the culture kind of coming up with these, you know, the multiple wives shows and all that kind of. Anyway, moving on. Happier times.
I can't even endure one.
Well, I mean, I think probably I could. I would probably be overwhelmed at 6. 5, I could probably. No. Like one.
I'm like, are you crazy?
You remember the old Cedric the Entertainer Bud Light commercial where he starts fantasizing about having a second wife?
Yes.
And then she's yelling, why haven't you built me that hut? Why haven't you fixed up the sand? Like, I need better fantasies.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There are mandatory evacuations for thousands in Malibu, California because of a wildfire exploding in size overnight. Jim here was told to get out.
By one, I got an evacuation notice, and it was an alarm that went off, and they just said, get out. I started packing bags quickly. I didn't have a go bag ready. Not smart.
There are Pepperdine University students taking shelter in the campus library and the student center. Luigi Mangione is charged with UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's murder now in New York, for now held on charges where he was caught in Pennsylvania.
Investigators say he had multiple fake IDs and a 3D printed ghost gun on him when he was caught. Mangione made his first court appearance on gun, forgery, and other charges on Monday, where he was ordered held without bail and did not enter a plea.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Mangione's family says in a statement they're shocked and devastated. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is raining here in Pensacola this morning. Nearly $10,000 in unpaid debt to the city of Pensacola may be written off later this week. That debt from two companies that used to have offices at the Port of Pensacola, Streamline Holdings and Pensacola Bay Oyster Company. Mayor D.C. Reeves tells Channel 3 that writing off that debt is just standard accounting practice.
The amount of money that it would take to pursue legal action over $6,000 would be tens of thousands of dollars. So the most financially prudent thing that the city can do, even in the case that we aren't able to collect a matter of $6,000, would not be to spend $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 with an attorney to go find it.
And Reeves says the city made efforts to collect the debt, but had no luck. Despite the write-off, he says the city would still continue working to get that money. Streamline shut down after being evicted from the port. The Pensacola Bay Oyster Company now has offices in Santa Rosa County. They told Channel 3 they were unaware of the old debt. The Pensacola Council will vote on the write-off at Thursday's meeting. Well, investigators say they've identified a suspect and they're working on a warrant. This is after a shooting at the McDonald's on Blue Angel Parkway.
We talked to the victim who is, we're trying to piece together exactly what happened. But we do have a suspect in this case, and we'll probably be putting in for an affidavit or a warrant for him here today.
That is Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The victim showed up at a nearby hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg. The man's injuries were described as non-life-threatening. The sheriff's office also looking into another shooting on Florell Way. That one happened early this morning. Deputies say they found a man with a gunshot wound to the leg when they responded to the call at 5:40 a.m. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. Canine units searched the scene but did not find a suspect. Sheriff Chip Simmons told News Radio that the details in this case were sketchy. It was a busy weekend in Atmore for police there who were investigating two homicide cases. One happened on Sunday on Ashley Street. Police say two people were shot multiple times. They were sitting in a vehicle. Both died of their injuries. Those victims have not been identified so far. In a separate incident Friday, police say 32-year-old Rakeem Phillips was shot after an argument with another man at an apartment complex. He was flown to a hospital where he eventually died. 32-year-old Jelante Giles has been charged with murder in that case. A 67-year-old pilot dead after an airplane crash in Baldwin County. Foley Fire Chief Joey Darby says the pilot was the only person on board the plane. He was flying a two-seat aircraft when he crashed midway on the runway at the Foley Municipal Airport. The airport will be closed as that investigation continues. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, not seeing much right now. No accidents to let you know about. But if you're still on 98 trying to get past the Navarre Beach Bridge, that accident has moved out of the way. But we're still seeing about a 10 to 15 minute delay as traffic has backed up there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. High chances of rain as you go throughout your day today. Showers and thunderstorms possible. 90% chance of rain. High near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. For Wednesday, we will have some showers through those early morning hours, exiting by 6 a.m. Temperatures start to drop 57 degrees for that high on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 38. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is raining. We've got 71 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. And your money now, looking at our markets here at the opening bell, the Dow down 160 points at 44,242. The S&P down just about 1.5 points now at 6,051. NASDAQ is up 76 points at 19,813. Looking at your 10-year bond rate, it is up slightly at 4.23% today. Gold prices are up $22.80 at $27.08.60. Silver price is up 7 cents, $32.68. And taking a look at the crypto market, Bitcoin up $955.06 right now at $97,567.64. Ethereum down 70. Solana's down. Dogecoin down 2 cents. Today, it is sitting at 40 cents. TikTok has to find a new owner or the app will be banned in the United States. Even if the social media site survives, there's growing talk of in Texas of banning it in schools there.
Put some kind of common sense guardrails on screen time in schools.
That's Zef Capo with the American Federation of Teachers in Texas. And he says that within the world of education, there's no love for TikTok. Well, the legal battle over a media empire controlled by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is back in a Texas courtroom. He was ordered to sell off the InfoWars assets to settle a lawsuit won by parents of the Sandy Hook school shooting. The winning bid made by owners of satirical website The Onion. Jones and his lawyers are trying to block that sale. A judge in Houston will decide whether a bankruptcy auction was run properly. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9, and we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. For News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the period of purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is, I don't know if I exactly, but it's more of a question I wanted to ask, and I'm just curious what you guys are going to say. 437-1620, 437-1620. So, you know, I went to the graduation over the weekend. My son, my oldest son graduated college. How is that possible? But he did. And one of the things that sort of surprised me is, you know, the mortarboard, that's the square, weird headdress that the graduates wear. You know, you have the... It's the cap and gown. Well, the cap part, okay, has that square piece on it. And on the backs of the mortarboards were, some people were just black, you know, nothing, okay, just standard. And then there was a range of other. There was a wide range of other. Everything from, I think, a portrait of Gandhi superimposed on it. One kid had a giant frond from a fern stapled to his thing. A gal had a whole bunch of glitter. Some of them had messages. Some of them looked like pages out of somebody's scrapbook. Another one had like the autism colors, you know. I mean, there was really, I started taking pictures of them because I thought they were so interesting. One said running down a dream. One seemed to be an in memoriam for somebody, a young kid. I don't know. I couldn't tell what they all were, but one had flowers and it made it look like it was about 3 inches larger than the regular ones. Okay, so my question is, yes or no on the individually decorated mortarboards? 437-1620, 437-1620. Yes or no, cool or maybe you shouldn't be doing that. John, thoughts?
No, at all.
Because
this is a dignified, I mean, this is something you've worked so hard for. And yes, I know you can do your freedom. Bring a poster board. Have your family bring up a poster board. You know what happened to those days?
So John the curmudgeon says no.
Oh, so if I agree with him, I'm a curmudgeon.
Meg,
that's
we'll
my
find
choice.
Out if she's a curmudgeon, says 437-1620. What do you think about customized, artistic, personalized mortarboards when people are graduating from college or high school?
Well, let me preface this by saying that normally I would probably say yes, but I have to say I kind of agree with John. I feel like it's a formal occasion. It's really not a place and a time. But see, I'm old school, so I like the ceremony. I like that. Mm-hmm. What is it, when you take the little thing, the fringe thing, and you move it over once you graduate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get your diploma,
honestly, you move
the tassel, yep. Tassel over. Mm-hmm. I like all that tradition, and so in a way, that kind of all that that self-expression is great, except it sort of dilutes the purpose of your being there, right? I mean, and that's what I'm thinking.
So we are all 50 plus.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And yet, I am in total agreement. There was a part of me that was kind of fascinated.
It's kind of cool. I mean,
but I found it distracting.
Right.
Exactly.
From the ceremony. And frankly, why do you all wear the same colored gown? Why do you all wear the same colored hat? Well, because you're meant to be representing that you have become part of this alumni group, that you are now a part of this institution. And just like you don't wear your civilian clothes, which would be a great form of personal expression, you wear the gown. You become a part of this thing. The institution has its imprint upon you, right? And look, if you want to have something special and individual, then earn an honors robe.
I was just going to say they have the differentiation with honors and
if you want to be special,
different degrees, that kind of
thing. Do something that deserves special. This to me, and listen, if this is your kid or this is you and this is going to, you know, irk you, I apologize in advance, but not everybody deserves to have their own personal expression of everything they love in life just because they want to.
Well, I'm sort of sad.
It feels very like participation ribbon-y to me. It feels like, well, I want to, and look, I'd be the last person to be criticizing individual expression. I typically love forms of individual expression.
And I do too. So that's what's unusual about my taking this
stance.
Yeah,
and I was kind of surprised you had your take too, because I would expect that of you, but it really, I didn't like it. And even though I was captivated by it, I found it distracting. And it was very much a, look at me, I'm special.
Oh, well, at the risk of sounding like my mother, I remember she used to say, they just don't do things the way they used to. You know. So here I am going, I kind of liked it because that's the way we did it. But I also get it that these kids want to express themselves. It's a great opportunity to sort of say who they are and all that. I totally get that. I'm just not sure it's the right venue.
And I'll go you the one farther. Okay. There was a kid who was all like, I don't know, it was like a gold hat or something, and it was a whole bunch of stuff. And I know my son had told me that they had a rule that you were not allowed to do anything on stage, but once you were down on the bat, down on the ground of the Bay Center, you could demonstrate if you wanted to or something, and they'd hold your diploma if you interfere with the ceremony.
Okay.
Well, he got down on this, and he was like dancing and hooping and hollering and doing a thing, and I'm like, that is super disrespectful to all the people on stage who are just trying to hear their name heard or their loved one get their moment. You are stealing their moment. Feels a little like that to me. It feels like stealing the moment from other people. Now, I got a bunch of texts. We'll get to those in just a second.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
yes,
437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I'm still dealing with that traffic backup that's happened on 98. If you're going 98 eastbound, right past the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're going to see about a 15-18 minute slowdown there. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
All right, so the question of the day, 437-1620. Actually, let me get this out of the way to make sure I don't forget it. If you need to buy that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to look for good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot at any time. You know, and all different makes, models, and types of vehicles, whether it's a van, a minivan, a Jeep, a sedan, a sports car, a truck, whatever. And here's what you do. You go there and you look around and you test drive a few things and then you pick what you like. And if they have exactly what you want, we'll buy it. It'll be a good price and it'll be a car you can count on because they warranty them to 100,000 miles or 10 years. Good quality cars. Maybe what they've got is an Accord that you want the hybrid of and they can go shopping for you. Maybe they've got the hybrid, but you want one with more miles or fewer miles. I don't know. There's all different kinds of reasons. A different color, a different trim package, whatever. They can go looking for you. That's what they do all the time. They're like car buyers because they go to auctions all the time looking for cars. And if they know you want a car, well, hey, that's kind of a match made in heaven. And they'll, you know, text you, hey, this is what we got and this is what we found. Does this work for you? Yeah, okay. I mean, that's a great way to expand your search zone once you know kind of what you want. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, a couple of these texts here, 437-1620. Somebody says, I think a lot of the big decorations on the mortar boards at graduations, what we're talking about, are over the top. Somebody else says, University of South Florida has a competition on the best cap.
Oh,
which is kind
okay.
of, you know, because now it's the university endorsing it, right?
Right.
It's kind of different. Somebody here says, yes, I like them. People can celebrate however they want. Somebody says, we were doing that in 1992 when I graduated high school. My mortar board said, hi, mom. Okay, interesting. let's see. Somebody here says, they paid for it. Do whatever they want. I'm in my mid-40s, if it matters. Somebody says, my wife's hat board had a whole bunch of flowers. I'm not what happened to be. I am what I choose to become. So a bunch of like personal slogans and things. Somebody else says, yes, it's cool. Individual expressions, especially if they are putting someone who inspired them. I'm 64 and I'm open-minded, unlike us, you know, old closed-minded people. 437-1620. Formal is the gown. It does not take away from what they have accomplished. And why don't you show who you are? Oh, so that's an interesting one. Are you doing something deficient if you don't decorate your mortar board? The people who are into it, would they feel like, you know, it's better than if you decorate it? And, You know, the people who just leave it like there's something bland and boring about them. Somebody says, oh, they do it so that their family can spot them sitting in a sea of graduates. That's kind of an interesting one.
That works.
I respect that because my own son, I had seen where he was sitting and then he moved. And so he was really early in the commencement. And I almost didn't catch a photo because I'm like, oh, God, there he is, you know, because I couldn't identify him at a distance very easily. Let's see. Where do you draw the line with the message? Yeah, true. Some schools ban it. Don't be a fuddy-duddy, Andrew. It's a form of expression. Did I capture the tone of that one properly?
You did. I was proud of you.
Thank you. It's better than horns, bells, and whistles. Shows an individual character. Let's see. 4-3-7-16-20. When I graduated boot camp, everyone had the same Navy Dixie Cup hat cover, no decorations or additions. It isn't about you. It's about becoming a part of something larger than yourself. She's exactly right. The mortarboard art is just another tacky, attention-seeking trend. Walking across the stage and having your name and degree announced should be all the attention you need. Somebody else says, I love them. They've worked hard and deserve to shine in their own way. 4-3-7-16-20. Do customized mortar boards on graduations good or bad? Somebody says, no, not doing it is your expression. My silence and my frown is my message. Okay.
Bah humbug.
Oh, this is funny. Somebody says, I think a lot of the big decorations over the top. I put the words hire me on the top of my mortar graduated from college.
Okay, I vote for that one.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's your frivolous topic for the day. 8:50 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All those schoolgirls and boys will wake bright and early. They'll rush for their toys and then, oh, that noise, oh, the noise, 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 noise.
Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. And go straight to the ghetto.
You don't know this song, John? You don't know this James Brown classic?
No. I didn't know it was James Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it.
Tell me you at least know Christmas and Hollister by Run-DMC.
Yes.
All right. You've seen Die Hard. 8:53 here. This is Christmas music. 8:53 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, you know how sometimes you read a story and there's such a crazy fact in the basis of the story that you're almost like, that's not real, is it? Oh, this is real. Story out of Fort Lauderdale. A Florida prosecutor says that he will seek to vacate the convictions of up to 2,600 people. And at first you think, wait, what? No, no, no. Keep listening. People who bought crack cocaine between 1988 and 1990. Well, wait, what? No, 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 wait. Crack cocaine that was manufactured by the Broward County Sheriff's Office.
What? Wait, what?
Okay. The Florida Supreme Court ruled in 1993 that people couldn't be charged in cases where the sheriff's office made the crack cocaine and undercover deputies then sold it to buyers who were arrested and charged. And that this is State Attorney, Broward County State Attorney Harold Pryor said Friday that while his office was reviewing old records, prosecutors realized many people may still have criminal charges or convictions on their records, which should be expunged, of the sting operation. It's never too late to do the right thing. You say, wait. Okay, no. What? Listen, this is crazy. A defense lawyer. They were arresting people not for selling, but for purchasing. They had detention deputies posing as dealers. They would sell it, and these poor people who were addicts were buying it, and they would deliberately sell it within 1,000 feet of the school so they'd catch the school proximity escalation enhancement, so the penalty would be greater. The sheriff's office said at the time that it began making crack because it didn't have enough of the seized drug to use in its sting operations. So they started making crack. Oh, also, additional benefit, when you're making the crack that you're then using in sting operations near schools to sell to drug addicts, you don't have to test it because you know it's crack.
Oh, my gosh.
Made by a sheriff's office chemist.
Wow.
Quote, we find that the law, this is from the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. We find that law enforcement's conduct here was so outrageous as to violate Florida's due process clause. You think?
Really?
I mean, that's, look, entrapment is bad enough, right? Mm-hmm. Entrapment, the principle of entrapment is that you are somehow enticing a person to commit a crime that they wouldn't commit without your encouragement. That's what entrapment is. You're making the crack and then selling it to them on purpose, close to a school or other kind of enhancement prone.
Did Broward County have nothing else better to do?
I don't know whether this is like, we're just going to lock everybody up, whether this is some kind of, there was a funding mechanism. Kind of 2,600 people?
Mm.
Outstanding convictions for this. That's, wow. And I saw the story and I thought, is this true? And I went and looked. Sure enough. Actual story. And you think, wow, my, and look, you know me, I'm pretty pro cop as things go. Not that.
Are they still making it?
One would hope not.
Maybe someone should look into
maybe,
that.
Maybe, you know, a question but that might be worth asking.
Just think going home and you're, what happened to your day? Oh, honey, I made crack today. An officer what?
Yeah, right?
I mean, that would have been very,
well, I'm a sheriff's office chemist. That's what I do.
That's what I do.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
I'm seeing no delays to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texted in, late contributor to our frivolous topic, that their child had a thanks mom with a picture on it. This meant the world to her.
That's
hard
sweet.
To argue with that.
Yeah.
Fine. Way to pull the
mom. I guess she
card
paid the bill,
me. That's
too.
Fine. Yeah, sure. 827. Oh, we have the shortlist for the annual complaint session around Time's Person of the Year is out. The Person of the Year is kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Really, it's best song. It's a pretext to complain. Because that's usually what we do is we complain about this list. This is a terrible list. These people shouldn't be on this list. Okay. Hold on. Let me pull to the page. Name me somebody that should be on the list for Person of the Year for Time. John?
Right now, I don't.
Come on. We went through a presidential election season.
Trump.
Trump is one. Absolutely. Yes. Who's the other?
I was thinking sports figures, but.
Kamala Harris is the other one.
Oh, no. Oh. Sorry.
Such an honest reaction. Out. No, as Person of the Year, somebody who shaped and influenced events. That's the idea. Not good or bad, but, you know. So those are the easiest ones.
Sorry.
All right, I'm going to give you a chance, Meg. You got anybody comes to mind on this that should be on this list that, you know?
Thinking. My mind is spinning.
All right, that's fair enough. Those are the easy ones. Joe Rogan, podcaster. That's kind of an interesting one. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed. Bibi Netanyahu, for sort of obvious reasons. Yulia Navalny, that's Alexei Navalny's wife.
I've got one.
Oh, all right.
Zelensky.
Zelensky is not on the list. Go back a year. I think he was on the list the
year
before.
Okay.
Kate Middleton. Okay. Elon Musk. That's kind of an interesting one, you know, for the variety of ways in which he's kind of touched the world this last year. Claudia Sheinbaum, who's the new female president of Mexico, and then Mark Zuckerberg. Who's it going to be? Joe Rogan is the one that catches my eye the most, weirdly.
What about Andrew McKay?
No.
Yes, I second that nomination.
Stop it.
There you
Stop
go.
It. Go Wait, away.
Problem solved.
Too regional. Too limited. just here in Northwest Florida. No, and even here, I'm like not even, I don't know, anything. Not appropriate.
I don't want
to let's see. Oh, I was going to mention to you also, we have, where did they go here? We're giving away tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater, so be listening to those today and to Pensacola right now this afternoon.
Listen on air.